Elena Pisani. She's a researcher at the University at the Spain Department of London. Her research interests are development cooperation in rural areas, rural development policies in Europe and in developing countries. She held a master's degree in economics with a specialization in appraisal and management of development projects, and she has a PhD in appraisal and territorial economics. From 2001 up to now, she's collaborating in teaching in economic disciplines in several universities in Latin America, and also in the University of Padua. And since 2007, professor of economic evaluation of agroforestry projects. She has realized a number of research activities at global and international level on development and international economics and rural development. She also collaborated on international level with the FAO, and she has been appointed as honorary professor at the National University of Trujillo in Peru for the didactic and research activities that she realized on the spot. You have the floor, Elena.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody. What I'm going to present you this afternoon is a dialogue building of rural development in Somalia, and specifically I'm going to present you the just born, I will say, compared to the presentation realized by Diego, that is a 10 years experience, this is only 1 year experience, of the International Forum for Rural Development in Somalia. My presentation will be divided in two parts. The first one, giving you an overview of development cooperation in Somalia in the present situation, and the second part concerning the International Forum for Rural Development that has been established in 2010. So let's go on with the first part, international cooperation and overview. If we consider Somalia, of course everybody knows the difficulty of the situation present in that country, which is considered a fragile state, and from some point of view it is also considered a case of a state failure. So for this reason, international cooperation has a strong interest in promoting a reconstruction process of the Somalian state. So if we check the situation concerning development cooperation, we see that all the typologies of cooperation are present: multilateral cooperation with the UN system, mainly FAO, UNISAID, World Food Programme, United Nations Development Programme, and so on. So also regional cooperation is present: African Union, European Union, League of the Arab States, but also bilateral cooperation with US, Norway, UK, Italy, and so on. There is a strong presence also of a non-governmental organization that has built an international forum of non-governmental cooperation for Somalia, and all these actors are linked in the International Contact Group for Development and Reconstruction in Somalia. So there is at international level a coordinated approach and for the reconstruction and the development of this country, with a specific and detailed development and reconstruction objective for the three main regions of Somalia, that are Central and South Somalia, Puntland and Somaliland. There is a strong commitment by the international community in favor of this country. If we check the official development assistance from 2007 to 2009, we will see that the net official development assistance is strongly increasing, and also the bilateral share of it. The top 10 donors are, of course, the United States, the UN institution, United Kingdom, Norway, and Spain. If we consider the bilateral official development assistance, assistance, the majority of it is destined, 60% is destined for humanitarian aid, and a very little part is destined to education, health and population, and also to other social sectors. So the question about humanitarian aid is still a very strong aspect to consider. Which is the UN strategy for Somalia? The United Nations Political Office for Somalia from 1995 have sustained with the Djibouti Conference a reconciliation process in Somalia with the transitional national government. And then the Somalia National Reconciliation Conference in 2003 with the constitution of a transitional federal charter, the transitional federal government, and we hope a new constitution that will be adopted by referendum in these years, and also the democratic election. The very important thing is that all the donors, all the international organizations, and all the non-governmental organizations working in Somalia act as a unicum, in the sense that they act in relation to a joint needs assessment that has been realized by United Nations and World Bank, and that has defined very clearly which are the development objectives for this country. And these objectives are clearly identified in the reconstruction and development program for the country. So if we see these objectives, they are mainly three: deepening peace, improving security, and establishing good governance, investing in people through improved social services, and creating and enable an environment for private sector-led growth to expand employment and reduce poverty. So for every micro objective, there is also a specific analysis of specific objectives to realize for each sector. In the general framework of this cooperation path toward the reconstruction of Somalia, last year we have promoted the International Forum for Rural Development in Somalia. Why a Somali Diaspora Forum for Rural Development? I'm going to explain how it is going to be organized, but I think it is important to have some question at address regards. Because we wanted to ensure cultural authenticity and in-depth look of the Somali situation that is quite difficult from external actors to understand. In the figure you see the geographical representation of the different clans and how the question about clans is very complex in this context. In the bottom of the slide, you see the different Somali clan families, and it is only a very quick representation because the reality is really much complex, but the representation represented that is clearly represented here. So, of course, as people that would like to foster rural development in Somalia, we cannot act without considering this very complex and difficult situation. And also because there is an attempt to give a full responsibility to all the stakeholders inside the forum for the different tasks that are linked to these initiatives. And also because we want to avoid problematic aspects which are common in development cooperation, such as problem related to our cultural perspective, which is of course different from the Somali cultural perspective, specific interest in how to theorize rural development that could be completely different compared to the situation and the needs of people working over there. Different perception of time and also the big problem of interpretative biases. So for us it was a really very important task to involve all the Somali communities of the diaspora, because it is at present the only system to have a clear idea of what is going to happen over there, and also because they are also technicians in the sense that they have a specific knowledge of, for example, agronomic topics, forestry topics, sanitation problems, and so on. So they have also, it is not a question also of cultural, but also it is a problem of technical aspects that are very well considered. And why Somali Diaspora Forum for Rural Development? Because diaspora is a fundamental political and technical actor for the reconstruction and development process of Somalia that is acknowledged by the international community. Also because state failure in these last 10 years has facilitated a new system of governance at local level. So this new system of governance has been financially sustained by the Somali diaspora, for example, financing social services, financing basic needs fulfillment, or little development projects. Also, the Somali diaspora has a stronger commitment at a local level and a deep knowledge of a local context about social values, cultural determinants, economic resources available, political opportunity and risks. And also, the involvement of the Somali diaspora is fundamental in reducing the risk related to problematic aspects previously presented, that of course as development cooperation operators, maybe we are not completely aware of the specific dynamics and specific problems that are present in the territory. And also, there is a strong need to identify new systems to involve the Somali diaspora in the reconstruction and development process because of the knowledge, because of the technical knowledge as well, because of the experience, and because of a continuous link that they have with the community in Somalia. So the project idea, how was developed? The idea started from the actors that you see in the upper part of the slide by the International Fund for Agricultural Development and Division, the chief of the Division Near East and North Africa, the Somali ambassador of the UN agency in Rome, and the University of Padua. These actors has moved their networks, and so all the actors that you see in the bottom of a slide are now part of a Somali forum. So international organization working in Somalia and other local actors, but mainly and most important of all, the intellectuals of the Somali diaspora, who are the main important actors in the forum. And also international NGOs working in present situation in Somalia. So all these actors are participants of the International Forum for Rural Development in Somalia. So Somali Forum is organized as a sort of community of Somali intellectuals, experts from the diaspora, who will develop with experts of IFAD, the University of Padua, concept projects for fundraising and socioeconomic initiatives in favor of the Somali population. At the moment, we have organized two meetings during 2010 and 2011 to identify sectoral and geographical priorities based on the inputs and a more detailed project talk document will be developed and presented to the international community of donors. We have also organized a website, which is a forum website, where people of the diaspora can make a specific dialogue on present topics concerning the political situation in Somalia, the economic situation, and possible solution concerning this the present situation. Within the final products of the two meetings will be a final report on how to foster rural development by means of a community development projects in different parts of Somalia. So this document will be presented at the International Conference of Donors, which will be held in Rome in June 2011, to present the result and the project proposals. So here you see for each meeting the different objectives. Now I think it is much more interesting to go on to the other topics. So how the forum meetings are organized and how we work for rural development in Somalia. From the point of view of rural development, we have identified sectoral priorities and regional priorities. So we are trying to analyze which are objective and guiding ideas to promote rural development in Somalia, and which could be project actions consequently to be applied in relation to these guiding ideas. And these guiding ideas are related not only to agriculture and forestry sector, but also to social services, health and education, and environment, territory, and governance. And these guiding ideas are presented for the three main regions of a Somali context. What is important to say that of course, if we speak about project planning and with a community development perspective, of course, we should make our researching and analysis on the field. Of course, this is a common aspect and required aspect, but because of a very difficult situation present in Somalia and because of the international community cannot enter in the country because of a very difficult situation, we have organized a network of experts working over there that are in connection with us. And so we are working with them and they give us all the information from the territory, and they are the person which are in charge to collect the informations and to give information from the fields that can be analyzed by the intellectuals of the diaspora that are all over the world and that are parts of the forum. So these project actions that are in the concept note formats, speaking in project planning taxonomy, all these project actions could be utilized by the NGO consortium for Somalia. So these projects ideas, which are the representation of a Somali diaspora and of technician experts working in Somalia, could be used by international non-governmental organization to find fundraising in the international community. So what we are trying to do there is to To apply the concept of a community development, but with the specificity of a case, because of course, as I told you before, it is not so easy to apply in such a context, a conflicting and war context, the community development approach. So in these projects' ideas, we are trying to consider all the methodology concerning community economic development, of social capital formation, political participatory development, ecological sustainable development, approaches to funding communities directly, a conflict recovery approach. So we are trying to use the methodologies that is applied in the community development theories and practice, and to switch this to the specificity of the Somali situations. So, to give you an example concerning the aspect related to community economic development for rural areas, we are trying to make it as an integrated approach, but the development of rural areas surely is not only a question about agriculture, so techniques or forest sectors, but is also related to many other aspects that are very important for local communities, so education, hygiene and health, rural handicraft, institution and governance, territory and environment. What we are trying to do with these topics that are classical of a rural development approach is to utilize these different topics inside networks of local communities that will be established within the forum, and I'm going to present you now what is going to happen if the situation allows this. So here we have, as you see in the slide, the International Fund for Agricultural Development and the Somali government as main actors involved in the fundraising. Then the forum and the NGO consortium. The forum as a technical advice consortium, and NGO consortium as the actors that are working to implement all the projects at the local level. The forum, as I told you, is organized with people from Somalia that are of a diaspora, and they have very technical skills. They are agronomists, veterinary, nutritionists, economists, jurists, anthropologists, magicians. And all these persons are connected to their specific community, their family community. And they are trying to identify needs, problems, or their community in relation to technical aspects that are designed by the participant to the forums. So it is not only a question that each technician take care of his community, but every technician can create a network of community and make an analysis of the different problems perceived by the different communities. So in order to achieve different projects concerning different aspects of a rural development that will be subsequently financed by the international community. So this is the first path that we have tried to organize, considering the difficulty of the Somali situation and also the difficulty to enter in this country, trying to have a link, to have a bridge with the international community of a diaspora that is spread all over the world, to sustain their own families, but a community in wide sense at the local level, and to try to identify a new way to make development cooperation also in contexts that are characterized by very difficult civic, political, and also not only economic situations. So thank you for your attention.